Well, CP, how are things in Silver City?
I'm busy as always, Edmundo.
Well, you are busy with a hot story this week. Talk to me about an iconic landmark in the Silver City area that might be going away. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is there has been a at least 75-year tradition at Western where students head up to W Mountain in Pinos Altos, and they paint that every year at the beginning of the semester. This year, there is a new landowner, and he's refusing to let the students come up and paint it.
So what's been the response like? I would imagine not good.
Right. It hasn't been good. There has been a lot of popularity on Facebook comments, but there is some side defending the guy. Actually, it is his property. The guy got it from his ex-wife now, and he is just refusing to let it be on kids be on the mountain, and he said it's private property, and he said, why should I, when I interviewed him. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, property rights are important, so we'll see what develops with that story. Wondering if there's any room for compromise there. All right, let's talk to Ben Fisher, who is following up on several stories. Ben, there's an election coming up for the judicial court, and Governor Martinez has appointed somebody.
That's right. This is the second time this particular bench, Division One of the 6th Judicial District Court, has been up for grabs in the last couple of years. The most recent, Judge Timothy Aldrich, resigned the bench here recently, and Governor Martinez has appointed William Perkins. Perkins is a local attorney here in Silver City, and is also the Republican candidate running for his seat in the general election. He expects to actually take the seat in early October, so he'll only have it for a month before Election Day, but he's looking forward to keep the seat warm until he hopes he wins it against opponent Tom Stewart.
Okay, let's move on to another story, and this is going to be a familiar name to people in the Las Cruces area. Rocky Garcia is making an appearance in Silver City.
That's right. Mr. Garcia is making a return to Silver City's border area mental health services. He had served as executive director for about 10 years in the late 90s and early 2000s before moving south to Las Cruces. Border Area Mental Health Services has had a rocky few years. They were one of the 15 core service providers statewide that were accused by this administration's Human Services Department in 2013 of fraudulent behavior. They, like all of the rest, were found or cleared of any wrongdoing by the state attorney general. But you know, taking away those funds and that status and giving them to La Frontera put a big hurt on the nonprofit. So Garcia is excited. He's got a lot of plans for the future. Especially, they've already instituted a telepsychiatry program where they're bringing in therapists from an office in Las Cruces, so folks can get their treatment here.
Okay, let's move on to interns. We all need them. We all rely on them. The Silver City Press and Independent needs them.
That's right. The Cliff Gila Grant County Fair is just around the corner, and once again, the Daily Press is recruiting area high school students to work as reporters at the newspaper's fair bureau. Two or three students enrolled in any of the three high schools in Grant County can apply here at the Daily Press, and they'll work for the week covering fair news, writing features, and they'll earn a $250 stipend for the week.
Sounds good. Let's move on to two quick stories. Got a minute. Two events happening in the Silver City area this weekend.
Absolutely. This weekend, Saturday, is Silver City's Taste of Downtown. where for $20 a ticket, folks can take a walking tour and samples from each of our wonderful restaurants in the downtown area. Tickets are available at Silver City Visitors Center or SilverCityMainStreet.com.
And the Weekend Gem Show?
That's right. Our annual Gem and Mineral Show is this weekend, all of Labor Day weekends, for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, at the Grant County Veterans Memorial's Business and Conference Center.
Okay, Ben. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.